Each week, we bring you Making It, audio postcards from Indiana DIY artists who are making it on their own. This week, WFYI's Melissa Davis speaks with an artist who specializes in screen printing. Melissa met her at her home studio on the north side of Indianapolis.
Hi, I'm Steph Renner, a.k.a. Mythmaker, and I'm making screen-printed goods.
And why is screen printing your preferred medium?
It's so versatile. I've always loved making patterns, and the beauty of each printed good, each one's just slightly different. You can just do so much with it, and I'm trying to teach myself all the different ways I can expand being a maker and a screen printer.
If you don't tape it off, then that will get on the shirt, so I'm gonna tape it real quick. A lot of my designs are about plants and women and cycles and all that kind of stuff, so.
When you started making art and drawing as a kid, did that have anything to do with your art even back then?
It did in a way that it pushed me to this, because I grew up very conservative Christian, and I became an atheist in high school, and then I realized how spiritually inclined that I am, and that it was silly for me to just write off religion. And so I started delving into the origins of civilizations, especially ancient Egypt, and just different understandings and archetypes, and how religion was used as a tool by different communities to glean these spiritual insights. And I realized that I don't need to have a problem with Christianity. I can use that as a tool as well. So now I try to find the archetypes or universal truths in all different kinds of practices and put them to use in my own life. So it's been a process, but when I was younger, I was kind of in a different mindset, and I was shy and wasn't capable of speaking my truth. I was afraid of all the judgment, and it took a long time to kind of break from that and not feel shameful about leaving the religion that my whole family practices, but it was worth it, and I've been getting closer with people and feeling like I'm healing. We're in my basement. I have a four-color manual screen printing press. So basically, you can load four screens at once and print on one surface, so you can do four colors. It has this rotary, like really heavy metal, where the screens lock in, and that's what rotates. And it's sitting on top of a dryer unit with a conveyor belt. So you print the shirts, and then you run them through the dryer to cure the ink. And that's, you know, just the last step of the process. I went to school for printmaking, but I took one screen printing class, and the teacher wouldn't let us experiment with what we were doing. And so I turned in my project, and he said he didn't know how to grade it and said he was going to have to fail me. He ended up giving me a C so that I could pass. But all I was doing was experimenting with different layers of ink, and I loved it. And then I went back for another semester, and he added two pages to the syllabus, like outlawing everything that I had done. So I dropped the class. Basically, after you print the shirt, the ink is wet, and I use water-based ink, and so it needs to cure at 350, 360 degrees. And so this conveyor belt just pushes the shirt right on through. You just kind of set the shirt at the end, and it'll move it along and cure the ink in the process.
Is this your full-time job?
It's not. I wish. I mean, I treat it like a full-time job. I'm always printing when I get home from work, but I'm kind of an accident-prone person, and I really need health insurance for various reasons, and I can't afford it yet on my own, so I work 4 days a week at my parents' financial advising company. It's a busy life.
And then you're also a drummer.
Yeah, I've also been drumming about 10 years now. I play with my band Hex Mundi. We've been a band for, I think, 3-4 years. I can't believe it's been that long already. I love listening to music while I work. It's great. I have headphones that I'm always wearing down here. I have different playlists. I have a drum playlist, songs that I like with interesting beats, and I'll listen to it a lot while I'm working and then go practice afterwards. Yeah, it's great.
How does place factor into your art?
Place? Like where I live and everything? Well, Indianapolis is kind of booming with artistic and musical creative talent at the moment. I don't know, maybe I was just too young and didn't know how to branch out or something, but I wanted to leave really badly, not live here. And I ended up moving back here after spending a little bit of time living in Bloomington, just living there, not going to school there. And I moved back and was just so pleasantly surprised that so many artists and musicians are creating a huge community that keeps growing, and one that supports each other. I don't get the vibe that it's, a cutthroat type of competitive environment. I kind of see it as everyone's excited that everyone is creating and, kind of just supporting each other. So I'm really thankful for all of that.